Bobby Graham and the Wiz Ray.
Yes. Chubby got the recipe.
Don't stand too close. Bitch, I'm the hottest. I'm on my fourth flight this month. Shit, I'm exhausted. You niggas fell off. You mad that you lost it. Niggas gon' hate to see you in that Benz. I pull up and drop it. Look at my clothes. I know you watching. Yucking with froze like a snowman or Frosty. Christian Dior. I take a shop and won't do a show. Unless it's popping, no way that the dog. They know I just walk it. That nigga cold like this.
Too cold in the building, my nigga, I be the coldest. Your bitch see me walk past drip on, she frozen. Old law for the gang, I'm a snowman. On social media, when I say got that Instagram, I put it in the pot and whip it, I said Instagram. You niggas catching Z's while I'm catching Z's. Bitches scatter money, COVID-19. You niggas ain't in the streets, man, they quarantine. I'm hip hopping while rocking designer labels, Christian Dior. I'm up in all the stores, my Mary jeans falling when I'm hitting your whore. And I keep the chrome toy just to kiss you one more. Shout out to Richie Rebel for always sending the gas. Kansas, nigga, and right back. Nigga, it's like that. Nigga, it's big bags. I got my personal space, so nigga, get back.
Don't stand too close. Bitch, I'm the hottest. I'm on my fourth flight this month. Shit, I'm exhausted. You niggas fell off. You mad that you lost it. Niggas gon' hate to see you in that Benz. I pull up and drop it. Look at my clothes. I know you watching. Yucking with froze like a snowman. I'm Frosty, Christian Dior. I take a shop and won't do a show. Unless it's popping, don't win at the door.
Hey, I'm plugged in. You already know what the fuck going on. It's your boy Dwayno.
It's your boy XK.
And we got a special guest. Episode 47. Known this partner for many years now. We go back. We've done a lot of partying back in the day.
Facts.
You know, he's still doing his thing. He's still moving and grooving. He's about to tap in on a big event that you don't want to miss out, that we're going to tap into. Once again, it's the Plugged In Podcast, and it's your boy DJ 2 Cole.
Swag, swag, baby.
What's going on with you, Brody?
Said chilling, baby.
Appreciate you coming through.
Always. Appreciate y'all for having me, G.
You bitch.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man, fellas, you know, how y'all week been? What's been going on, man? It's been a minute since I seen you. How things been going?
Shit, I've been good, baby. You know what I mean? Just doing my thug thizzle out here, you feel me? Showing these young whippersnappers how this old ones get down, you feel me? We kicking it like FIFA World Cup 94, baby.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, for the, you know, I was in the studio today doing some shit with Skitto. He's actually
Skitto!
Supposed to come through.
You hear me?
Knocked out a couple songs, but yeah, other than that, you know, just been pushing the hard line on the music, making sure it sound right on my end, and, you know, doing this podcast thing, bro. And,
okay, okay.
You know, all the way up.
But, yeah, so...
Hold up, man, I ain't been up on shit. I ain't been up on shit, man. You know what I mean? My old ass, my leg hurt, so, you know, I'm finna go handle that when I get up out of here, but shit, for real, my week been, really cool.
You might as well just go ahead and get you on a normal handicap sticker.
I'm gonna get all that shit. Give me a wheelchair.
You want off Amazon? Handicap sticker off Amazon.
You know what I mean?
$19.99.
Just go to Wish.
You know? You think I wish you get a crack pipe, meth pipe?
Hey, I swear.
Motherfucking magic fingers.
Thank you. Hey, I swear. That shit's tough.
Damn, we getting old.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you up there, man, you over 35, we'll get your health checked out immediately. Because when that check engine light come on, man, it's hard to get that motherfucker to go back off.
Expeditiously. Here.
Facts.
So first of all, you know, the first topic I want to, you know, touch on, bro, is like, you know, I don't really know your story, so, you know, let's get into it. Like, what brought you here where you are today, bro? What got you into this music? You know what I mean? There's a lot of niggas that do this shit, and, you know, I know the artist side of you and I know the DJ side of you, so kind of tell us about your background, how you got into it.
I mean, shit, man, basically, I just got into it from doing, like, little birthday party joints, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I was out here for that little family events, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from Chicago originally, you know that. You know
what
I'm saying? Chirac, shout out the gang at home, you feel me?
What side? What side, though?
You know what I'm saying? I'm from the low, baby. I'm from the west side, baby. Okay. 100s, you know what I mean? I'm 100, baby.
Like, artist-wise, any artist from the west side?
Yay from the west.
Okay.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We actually live right down the street from that, man. Off of 73rd and May, you feel me? Live right down the street from that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, Wild 100, baby. Robert Taylor Project gang. You know what I'm saying? That's 51st and State. You know what I mean? You know how we do, baby.
Trenches.
Caprini Greens. A war, baby. You feel me? I was out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My mom's moved here, so that's why I'm here.
What brought her here?
Her mom. Her mom moved out here. Yeah, she had family here and
shit. Your mother from here?
Nope. Chicago. Everybody from Chicago, bro.
Just moved out here.
Bro. They just decided to up and move, you feel me? At the time, I was living with my mom, or not my mom, my aunt and shit, you feel me? And then my mom was like, you want to go? I said, nah. And then she was like, all right. A year later, I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Right now.
You feel me? I'm like, just go ahead and send me up out there. So I moved out here and shit. And then since then, but even in Chicago, though, like I was freestyling, you know what I'm saying, at Beethoven. You feel me? That's the name of the elementary school. It's okay. Little elementary school. You feel me? I was out there freestyling at Beethoven. Van Velisigen, another elementary school. You feel me? So we was always out there freestyle battling in the hallways and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's initially where I honed my skills at. You feel me? And then like I moved here. And I started doing like the little birthday parties and shit, you feel me? Like, I actually used to have it's still up, as a matter of fact. I can't say used to because the shit's still up. I just can't get into it. A MySpace page.
Yo,
you right. Feel me? What's up?
You made me a top five on that motherfucker?
Yeah, man. It was you mean like my top five friends? Shit. My baby mama. And that's it. That's all.
Hey, that list. Look, is, motherfuckers getting arguments over that top five.
I swear, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's like, I don't remember that shit at all.
MySpace is the shit, though.
Oh, yeah. That's when you had the little background animations and shit. It's had a Matrix on there.
I couldn't get my music out there.
Yeah, facts. You know what I mean? If you couldn't log in, that bitch, your shit's gone. But yeah, I still got music on there. I used to go by Young Hoover back then. You know what
you
I mean?
Was with all the shit.
I was with all the shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's what I came here thugging. You know what I mean?
Over
you
there.
Feel me? So that's what I went by. You know what I'm saying? My song actually did pretty big. It was called Munchies. You know what I'm saying? We a little kid, you feel me, rapping about eating munchies high. You feel me? Up. Smoking for the first time. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, like I got a good review and shit from that. So I just kept running with it ever since then. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then 2012. 2012, my very first show, February 21st. I still got the tickets. It's in my studio, plaqued up. You feel me? That's the first show with the Skeptics at the Booby Trap. You
that's
know what
big.
I mean?
In there.
Yeah, so that, and ever since then, I ain't stopped. You know what I mean? And if I'm not recording or releasing music, I'm DJing at somebody's event. You feel me? It might be your mama's.
My mama,
you know
though,
what I'm saying?
DJed a lot of ours.
You any DJs you looked up to?
Grandmaster Flash was one of my favorite DJs, you know what I'm saying? Like, I even know how to do the little Crayola trick on the, you know what I'm saying, on the vinyls. You know what I'm saying? I don't use vinyl this day because, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of hard work to carry and shit like that, you know what I mean? And you gotta find, like, it's hard to find the right vinyls.
And we in the digital world, too, though.
Yeah,
so.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? He was one. And then now, modern day DJ, man, DJ Khaled, big ups, man. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, everything that man does is solid. You know what I'm saying? Like, he... Everything.
New album's crazy.
But I swear, top to fucking bottom.
Nothing but hits, bro.
Nothing but
videos
hits.
In the can.
You know he got the bread. He can make a video for every song.
And Khaled is hilarious, bro. His Instagram is hilarious.
Oh yeah.
He the best.
Dad, the reason I fuck with that man is because like he just. Regardless of everybody give him shit for him talking on the album or, you know what I'm saying, doing his shit, girl, you beautiful, you smart, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I love that shit, though. I'm like, hey, that's me.
That's
what I want to do, you feel me? Right. He's inspiration, bro, on a whole nother level, because especially with the shit that happened with him and Birdman, you feel me? Like how Birdman fucked him over on some shit, you feel me? Now, he almost went bankrupt. If y'all don't know his story, look that shit up, man.
Right. Posted on the...
Look at these floors.
You feel me?
Look at these walls.
You sick of this?
Look at my watch.
You feel me?
What happened to the great man then? Nino, what was his name? The fat nigga that was with him.
He's still out there. You talking about Nino Brown?
But he ain't with Kelly.
The one always talking shit.
Yeah.
I don't know half of that, man.
See, great.
The nigga that always get out of his car or have a helicopter or a jet in the back.
Yeah.
And then he'll pull up and have a bitch get out and take the phone out and start recording. The nigga that will always be like great and she'll feed him a great while he's sitting out on the beach.
Yeah, I don't know.
I see he is on Facebook, but he ain't with Calendar.
Nah, he, you know what I'm saying? He ain't. And then the Court DJs is another group that I looked up to, man. And actually, the local ones, Playmaker, man. Like, from Hot 103, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Playmaker. I fuck with him. I actually know that man personally. He's gave me a lot of good advice, you know what I'm saying, throughout the years. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
So, yeah, that was, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's my inspiration right there, G.
Hell yeah. So, speak on new music coming up.
New music, man.
What projects you working on?
Projects I'm working on. So I got the Outre project. You know what I'm saying?
Remember, yeah.
Say
less.
You know what I'm saying? That's Outre.
I'm plugged in.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I chose that name because, you know what I'm saying, it means weird. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I like, when it comes to making my music, I'm a weird artist. I do a lot of different shit. You know what I mean? Like, people, like, especially in the world of trap music.
To me, that's versatile, though.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Okay.
Because yeah, I can do that. You know what I mean? I can be very versatile. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers might think it's weird or whatever. But
right.
But that just shows your ability to get down on, you know what I mean?
Anything.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I chose that title. So, but that's coming out late July. That'll actually be finished and done. I've been working on that album for about 2 years now. So it's like, I'm saying, two years in the making. You know what I mean?
So you take your time, you don't rush.
I tell you, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because you are your biggest critic. You feel me? So and if it's not perfect to me, then it's not going to be perfect to y'all. That's how I feel. Right. And then I got a couple singles coming out. I just dropped Demon Time.
Demon Time
last month. You know what I mean? Just dropped that on Spotify. It's on Spotify, iTunes, all major distributions.
Demon Time.
You know what I'm saying? Bread's getting ready to drop, which you made the cover art for me for, and I appreciate
you
for that.
I'm plugged in, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's getting ready to drop.
Holler at me for the graphics, man. Cheap graphics, holler at me.
And they fire.
Quick turnaround.
They fire.
Fuck with it.
In there.
Facts.
Hit us on the inbox.
Wait, hold on. My nigga's into so much, he talking to the mic that ain't there.
Look, yeah, you know
what I'm saying? Tap in and plug in.
Follow me on the gram, man. Plugged in with three N's.
You feel me?
Underscore. You bitch you.
You bitch you.
Which Instagram?
At Tuco Mafia.
Follow that nigga. GAS.INC. Miss all of them.
He said, follow that nigga.
All of them.
Hey, follow everybody.
That part.
You know what I mean? Follow your mama if she got one. You know what I mean? Listen, yeah, then I got Bread, like I said. You know what I'm saying? You worked on the cover art for that for me. And then I got, and that has Coach on it from Geek Squad. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? He's actually all over Old Trey, to be honest. I think he's about on 6 or 7 songs on Old Trey.
How many features do you got on there?
Two.
Two.
I got two features, Coach, and I got Rising Star.
Is that the one that is Rich Rebel on that one?
Oh yeah, Richie Rebel, but the hottest one. You feel me? That's actually didn't make it to the Old Trey album.
It's gonna be single.
Yeah, that's just a little single. That's, you know what I mean? That didn't make it. And then I got Riding the Wave releasing June 1st, and the Riding the Wave is just like a little slow cut. You feel me? A little heartbreak song. You know what I'm saying? So I got, and then I got the DJ album coming out. The Delegation. I've been working on this album for about 6 years, man.
Oh, man, you ain't fucking around.
Nah, The Delegation, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it's called?
The Delegation. That's hard. Because this guy, literally, it's my DJ album. Like I said, Khaled inspired me to make this album with his little We The Best series.
We The Best!
Right, you know what I mean? Like, so with how he was doing everything with, like, Wayne, Rick Ross, Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? Luda and all them, you feel me? He's putting all them on his album. You feel me? He's making the music how he wanted to make it. Mm-hmm. And these artists respected that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that's what I did with the delegation. I got I got Chris Wright Radio on the Delegation, Jay Fish, Drew Dawson, Kid Cloud, IK, you know what I mean? Like a lot of the newer generations and some of the older ones, you know what I mean? There's so many more. If I forgot you, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
But you on there.
You on there.
Respectfully.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's just, yeah, that's what I got going right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Features.
From who?
That's the DJ
on the album. The Delegation is just a compilation album.
So like, what's your favorite? You said you've been working on it for 6 years. What's your favorite one? What's that one that one on there?
Man, the one that sticks out to me the most, man, for real, is that Blue Bills.
Blue Bills.
And I love that Blue Bills. And you can actually find that one on my Reverb. You know what I'm saying? Johnny Two Cold on Reverb. You can find that on there, and that's the one with Chris Wright Reddy and Jay Fish.
So what's the difference between DJ Two Cold and Johnny Two Cold?
Oh shit! Ooh. Oh shit! So DJ Two Cold is they're both turn up gods. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. That's just me.
That sound like a hard ass album.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just a turn up god. That's what I do. So DJ Two Cold. He is the one who provides the music to get you lit, to get you turned, that you want to get drunk to, you want to have fun to. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't drink, if DJ Tuco's in the building, you're still going to have a good fucking time. You're still going to turn up.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Regardless, Johnny Tuco is fuck it. You know what I mean? Like I'm here, like Johnny Two Cold. Like you know when Johnny Two Cold versus DJ Two Cold is out, because Johnny Two Cold's pulling up with nigga Dior. He's pulling up with whatever the fuck he got in his closet that's over, you feel me, $600. You know what I'm saying? Dressed out, and he's got his shades on.
I've seen this nigga a couple times in that format, and it's amazing. The same.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like I got my shades
definitely
on.
Definitely turn up.
Yeah, hey. You know what I'm saying? I'm teed up regardless of the situation.
What's sleep?
Vamp life.
Man.
And honestly, Johnny Two Cold, I feel like. like started that shit.
I think the last time I went out with you, we didn't
go to sleep for till seven. Shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That shit. Johnny Two Cold was out last weekend, man. He was out last weekend. He didn't get home till 11 a.m.
I think I seen the post you made that said, if I encountered you during that night, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck.
That nigga known for saying some shit the next morning.
Nigga said that, I could just imagine.
But yeah, no, I remember that post too. That was I was out that night, man. I was actually DJing at 45th that night. You know, I'm at DJing at 45th, and we was out there sauced. Teed up, I'm talking. I'm pretty sure we had some little shorties up there, nigga that shipped down her little Brian two pieces up there on the pole. Like I said, you feel me?
Well,
dancing around and everything.
Shout out to 45th Street.
Shout out to 45th.
Yeah.
So what's three things that you gotta have in the studio? Three things, three top
Essentials.
Essentials.
Like you can't even get down, the vibe ain't there.
I can't do shit. Vibe
gotta be right.
I need a bong with some za. That counts as one. You feel me?
Yeah, that's together.
You know what I'm saying?
Bong, za.
Bong and my za. You feel me? I gotta have that. Two, I gotta have a couple little honey dips in there. You know what I mean? It's not even that I wanna talk to the honey. It's not even that I wanna talk to the honey dips or give a fuck about them. It's just the vibes. Because the females is the ones that's gonna let you know, like, hey, that's hot. You feel me? Niggas will lie to you.
You don't wanna believe
it. Yes, man.
Right. Yeah, niggas will lie to you. Females will tell you the truth regardless. Like, hey.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, they look at you like that. That's some bullshit.
You feel me? So you always gotta have a couple of them in there, you know what I'm saying?
And then they gotta be ratchet. They gotta be ratchet. Or they, you know, just normal.
I don't discriminate.
Okay.
You feel me? Undiscriminate. It's because like if I'm making a hood song, then I want ratchets.
Ratchet.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm making a song like Riding the Wave where it's like a little R&B crossover
still
joint.
Ratchet.
I want some of the little, you feel me, some of the little sadditty ones in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
want,
so you got the bong with the za.
Yeah, the bong with the za, the
honey dips.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And then just myself.
Yeah.
You can't count that, my nigga. You gotta give us a value. You gotta give a value.
Yeah, my nigga, value.
Yeah, you can't count yourself, bro. You already in there.
Shit. And then, my nigga Will. My nigga Young Whatnot, man, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's my security. He's been my security for a minute. You know what I'm talking about.
Will Clark.
Yep.
That's my cousin, first cousin.
Yeah? That's my man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out my nigga Will.
You feel me? That's my security, man. You need security work, holler at him. Will Clark on Facebook.
I'm plugged in.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my boy. You feel me? So we keep your leg hurting, huh?
It's all good, though. We good. I don't worry about none of that, man.
About to kick you in your shit.
All right, so I'm going to switch it up a little bit. We got a... 5 questions in 5 minutes.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to set the timer there, my nigga, so you can't go past.
This is in front of the Lord God.
So oh, shit.
Let's keep it real. You know, he's watching.
Oh, shit. Let me get a cigarette for this.
Hold on. Let me get the timer going. Hold on.
It's crazy.
Let me get a cigarette for this.
You ready? I'm going to go when you're ready. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Run it.
Speedball. Let's go.
Okay, so what does a woman have to do to scare you away?
First.
What does a woman gotta do when you done scaring you away? Like you ain't even gonna contact the
bitch. If the bitch has to lick my butt, I'm done with that. I'm out of here.
Come lick your butt.
I'm out of here. Hey, it's happened. I'm out of here.
So if she just does
this adamantly. Your ass.
She liable to catch a kick.
She need to ask me first, bitch. Then I'm saying no.
Don't
just go down on the booty like that.
You get socked, Michael socked
him. I swear.
Okay. Okay.
I understand that.
Going down on the booty, bitch. I'm gone.
Okay, do it.
What about you? What you think?
Hey, man. I guess my thing is like, don't introduce me to a vibe you can't keep.
Ooh.
You feel me? That's the biggest thing. Like
that's gonna scare you away for sure.
And I'm gonna be like, skirt, skirt.
Yeah. Hey, that's rules of the game, though.
All right. Thanks. Okay, let's see.
No, nigga.
Where your answer at?
Yeah, you in this, too.
Okay, what's the question?
Nigga, that mic is not there, player.
The question is...
I'm just so used to this. You working that motherfucker, though.
So, what's going to scare me away? Probably body odor.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Just off top.
See, we gotta be more clarification, verification, because this can go everywhere.
It can go everywhere. Yeah, I know it can be 5 different things. But
reminded me of that post though, where the dude was like, "I'm like, if I'm fingering a pussy, as soon as you turn your head and I'm sniffing my fingers, I'm like,
you're
facts,
completely
though.
Turned off.
You
know, you're done.
Yeah, like if your shit stink, I'm out of there.
If I smell fish sticks in this motherfucker, and ain't no fish sticks.
But I mean, you should know if your shit stink as soon as you drop your pants, because the hot air gonna rise.
Well, but see, you gotta think though, they it's some niggas that hit it, so they might be bamboozled that they smell it, but the niggas still, I'm not one. smelling them niggas.
Yeah.
I'm gonna smell that and be like, you got to go.
You gotta get up out of here. Sorry. Right. Listen to the shortage of the shower. Oh, like, I got some Irish Springs 3000 in there.
My mama's calling me and I gotta go pick her up from work.
Hey. Hey, Will done got, we got a couple situations. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you. I done had Will call me fake like he done got hurt and all kind of shit. Like, hey, bro, we gotta grip out of here. Hey,
call me. Ain't live life if you ain't with this situation. Me, yeah. Call me and say you right. Got shot.
I swear.
Niggas is shooting look, right now.
He done called me, told me he got robbed.
Listen,
and
the
shit.
Homie is about to die. I'm gone.
Look, I swear.
All right, so check it out. All right, so
number two.
Number two, it's quarantine season. Picture yourself in quarantine season. You basically locked in, you plugged in, you in the crib, you ain't got nothing going on. Mm-hmm. But you're expecting your wife, not your wife, but you're expecting your girlfriend at the time and your mother. They both showing up to the house, they both coming through, but you don't realize they're coming through. They just pop up. You only have one mask to offer. It's quarantine season, ain't nobody fucking around. So they both pop up at the door. You only got one mask.
I'm giving it to my mama.
Who's giving it to your mama?
If that's what you're about to ask, I'm giving it to my mama.
Who gets the mask?
Yeah. I'm giving it to my mama.
Giving it to moms?
I'm giving it to moms.
So we talking about present? You gotta clarify.
I don't think the
you talking about present? My girl nurse, she got masks in the car, nigga. We good.
Bang.
I was dead.
My girl a nurse too. She got a mask on. Bang.
Because if it's present, yeah, we good.
I was about to say, I'll leave it outside, drop it in the middle, and y'all can make a decision.
Fight to the death. Give them some wooden swords and some shields.
All right, don't
put them out there.
All right, so look.
And I'm recording.
Would you rather be a millionaire?
Okay.
Or would you rather be the broke motherfucker that marries the millionaire?
I want to be the millionaire. I want to marry motherfucker.
Why? Honestly, yeah, I'd rather.
Because she can dictate. Oh, you want to act brand new? Delete, you know what I mean? Man, fuck all that shit.
Plus, you got the prenup situation.
Yeah. I'd rather.
You got that prenup conversation if you.
Even though it shouldn't be like that, but.
But what if you're like, you know, you in another situation and you the broke motherfucker and they own some prenup shit? I guess that's a worse.
Would I sign the prenup? Well, bitch, you don't love me. This is what we about now. I'm up for the trip. So this is what love is now?
Love. I'd have to be a good trip. Yeah.
I'd have to be the millionaire because then I could marry whoever I'm end up settling with. I know, you know what I mean? What I'm dealing with.
And hold on, let me
a lot of rich motherfuckers ain't just fucking around with broke motherfuckers.
And let me clarify. It ain't about me becoming a millionaire. And if I find somebody that's down bad and they energy is right, it don't matter if you broke or not. I just would rather have the money versus date somebody who has the money because they might be on some other shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, shit, me personally, I'd rather be the millionaire off the rip.
And I want to help people anyways.
Just because, you feel me, even as a millionaire, I'd like be able to do more things, you feel me? Like I'd be able to help people that I couldn't. For first off, you better help your family and shit. And then you find somebody or whatever, sign the prenup. If she don't sign the prenup, kick the bitch to the curb.
And she'll hit you, wait, what? This is what we on now?
Yup. And I'ma look straight in her face. Yes, ma'am.
Look, if we split up, I'ma give you $10,000. That's what the prenup gonna say. Just for some bounce back, cause I'm generous.
You ain't even gonna get that from me. You lucky if you get $1,000, you hear me?
Look, I'll pay your rent for 1 month.
And we ain't got no kids together either. Bitch, you out of here.
Ryan.
To them data.
Okay, so I think it's safe to say we all would rather be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving along. We're going to play Mary, Fuck, and Kill. You ever played Mary, Fuck,
and
Kill?
Yeah,
this is what we played the first time, huh?
Mary, Fuck, and Kill. So basically, you got three choices, three women. We all know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ashanti.
Ooh.
You have Rihanna.
Ooh.
And you have Nicki.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Who you gonna marry? Who you gonna fuck?
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna let you go first.
Who, me?
Go ahead and take it first.
You go ahead.
So, Mary off top, who I'm gonna be with is Rihanna. Because I don't really know what's going on with Ashanti. She didn't have a lot of dudes and she ain't married. She's 40. I'm definitely going to fuck Ashanti.
But Rihanna, but reading, she didn't.
I mean, she didn't been ran through too, but there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is,
but she's like a phone. I know she got the little.
It ain't my turn.
Yeah, that's what was on there. You feel me? That's the World Wide Web, baby. That's what it said.
She had to clap.
I want Rihanna with no herpes.
You said free Rihanna.
He's the one I kill. Ashanti's one. No, Ree's the one I married. Yeah, with no herpes.
It's Ree, Ashanti, and who else?
Nicki Minaj, man. That's a hard one for me.
Yeah.
That's a hard one for me.
Ponder, fellas.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
You
think
got it?
Before you speak. Okay. Yeah, respectfully, man, it's... I'm going with Ashanti.
Mary?
Yeah, Mary, because she ain't out there like that, and she just needs some regular nigga to dick her down. So, Rihanna, she didn't been with millionaires, white, Arabian. She, you know, she's variety. You know what I mean? So I'm going to fuck her. And what was the last one?
Nicki
Minaj.
No, you said Mary, fucking what else?
Kill.
I don't fuck with Nicki.
I said Rihanna, Ashanti, and Nicki.
No, he said you're going to marry.
Mary, fucking kill.
Yeah.
I'll kill her ass.
Nicki?
That's what I said. She bad, don't get me wrong.
Okay, hold on. Which Nicki are we talking about?
We're talking about after the shit. We're talking about now.
It matters.
Like, are we talking about like Nicki?
We talking about at their highest.
At their highest. Level of success. Ooh. With the baddest. You talking about Pink album, Nicki.
Unsuccessful, Nicki, yeah.
Hold on. And then Riri.
It's okay. You could, you know.
She already been with Chris Brown. I think I might have a hit on my head if I
look, I'm going to have to. Ashanti getting killed. I'm sorry. Ashanti's out of here. Like,
she bad to me, though.
She, I mean, don't get me wrong. She bad. She right. But Ashanti's out of here. Mm-hmm. She's dead. She's...
It's a wrap.
Yes.
I know where this is going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go ahead and marry Nicki. You hear me? I'm going to go ahead and marry Nicki and I'm going to fuck Riri.
Okay.
Yeah. Did she hop out the bed on your ass with one of them different personalities?
Hey, but see that I like them crazy bitches though. You know what I'm saying? I like them. You know me. I like them motherfuckers. I done had shorties hit me with a car and I was still wanted to fuck her. You feel me? Like, yeah, I like them wild ones.
That nigga said a whole car.
She hit me with a whole car.
I can dig it. I kind of already felt where he was going when you know.
He said he's gonna kill Ashanti. It was rap.
Right. All right. So picture this.
Yeah.
You got two choices. You can either be with this little person. Who's the richest?
Is she thick?
She thick as hell. She little though.
Man, looks like Jennifer Lopez.
She's like 3 foot tall. Thick as hell, and she's rich.
Come here, baby bitch.
Yeah. But her feet stink like a motherfucker. To the point where you can't even be around her. You gotta be like 18 feet away to not smell it.
Yeah.
Fresh out the shower, them shit should still hit me. Or you can be with this other lady. She do everything right. Everything, bro.
Everything.
She don't do nothing wrong. And she makes $200,000 a year, but she's ugly.
She's like Shrek.
Ooh. Who would you be with?
I'd take the ugly one. No cap.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the ugly one because I don't even like feet. So the fact that your feet already stank, bitch, you out of here. Like, I can't do it. I'm going to take the ugly one. Shit. I ain't got to fuck the ugly bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to spend $1 million to get them sweat glands on her motherfucking feet removed.
Hell no.
I'm going to be lying to that short bitch all day, every day. I'm going to be in the mud.
I take the ugly one. Shit.
What, baby? Soak him in the... Put him in the pool. Put him in the pool. Every time you see you, you're going to
have a fake death on that.
But, oh, that's tough.
Move around.
That's tough.
Hold on. How much money you got? You got 50 million? Let me make a call. Hey, doc.
But see, look, though. She already rich, though. So she not working. That money can disappear.
Yeah, that's true.
The rich that make the $200,000 a year.
She didn't clarify that.
But
she could be rich forever.
He didn't say that. I still wouldn't fuck her.
She said she rich.
Still wouldn't fuck with her feet stank, bro. I don't even like feet.
Yeah, bro, that's gonna fuck you up.
That's gonna fuck me up for
life. You're gonna be like, damn, I got everything. Look,
I'm like, just stay at the house.
Stay at the house. You need that motherfucker like this.
Hell no. Look, you crazy the motherfucker. You gotta get the little.
Where my plugs at?
The little clothespin on your nose hitting this shit. Hell no.
All right, so the last question, bro. Peep game. So basically, listen, you married. Your wife love you. You love your wife. But you find out that. You got three choices. Either she's fucking your best friend, like your day one nigga, or she's fucking your enemy.
Yep.
Or she's fucking
your dad.
Which one would you be?
What you mean?
Let me explain it. So who would you rather be? The nigga.
That's your boy.
That your wife, you know what I mean? Your wife's getting fucked by your best friend.
Yeah.
Or would you rather be the nigga that wife is getting fucked by your dad? Would you rather be the nigga whose wife's getting fucked by the enemy?
I'd rather be the nigga whose wife's getting fucked by the enemy because I'm just smoking both. Like, you're
supposed
to
just... Damn, I ain't like, there.
Murder like, one, two.
Like, you hear me?
25 a life.
I agree with you, though. I mean, I ain't fucking with my brother or my homie enemy because I already hate that nigga, so it's all...
Yeah, it's exactly. You know what I'm saying? You fucking
so
with my brother.
What was your answer again?
The enemy.
Because you can smoke them both. You can
smoke them both, you hear me? Right. Gotta hit tips, I'm firing two times, you hear me? Look. You hear me? Wow, you hear me? Look.
I ain't fucking with that, man. Look. And if you, and if somebody was to choose their dad, you a crazy motherfucker, man. Are you homie?
I swear. That just, you know, niggas, if anybody say that they rather have them fucking they homie, that means that they're the type of niggas that's gonna fuck they homie chick.
Basically, because at the end of the day, bro, you wouldn't want, like, I mean, basically, I wouldn't want to catch my bitch cheating with my day one nigga.
Yeah.
It's gonna fuck with me.
Yeah.
It's gonna fuck you up.
An enemy. Facts. Like, bitch, if I'm gonna cheat on you, I'm gonna cheat on you with somebody you have nothing to do. It's like, yeah, me sleep with you, your sister.
Yeah. Yeah. Real shit.
You know what I'm saying? So that kind of leads me into my next shit. Like, so I wanted to ask y'all personally, because I know we've all probably, I know for a fact we've all dealt with this, and this is pretty important. Why is it that, if y'all believe this, why is it that so much shit go down between men and women because of women? Like, a lot of shit be getting flared up and going crazy because women, like, niggas be beefing, bro. And it be all over a bitch.
And that's because niggas won't check the bitch.
Half the time, you may not even know it's over, but sometimes you may find out and come to find out, bro, it's over a chick.
Well, listen.
Is that just the way of the universe and that's just what it's going to be? Nah. Because that's what humans are. You only got two genders and that's just what it's going to be? Or is it like, because I feel like some niggas be taking it there, but it be over.
That's because they, instead of...
And it's like, you need, especially with cheating, like, if you cheating and shit, like, right now, if I caught my lady, old lady cheating, I'm not about to go out and try to kill this nigga.
I'm about to check my chick.
Yeah. Because if he can have her, then he already had her. She was fine.
And I think that's where nigga, people get it confused is...
No, yeah, right. That's what niggas get it confused.
They be so quick to check the nigga, bro, and then even the nigga, it's your girl out here throwing it to the nigga. He hitting it, talking about it's yours, and then you want to kill this nigga because she the one. And so if you kill this nigga, right, and you go to jail,
she gonna be doing the same shit.
She gonna be doing the same motherfucking shit with you in jail.
Yeah.
And if you try to kill this nigga don't die, and you go to jail, who you think she gonna be fucking? Mm-hmm. That nigga.
Right. But nah, it's just like, yeah, nah, for real, like it's what was the question?
Nah, the question was, why do you think like?
Oh, why do you think that the way that is?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember a time, bro, where niggas really stuck to the G code. They really stuck to the player code.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Where it was like, hey, oh, you fucking shorty too? Okay, cool. We both fucking shorty. Bad. Cool. We're not going to say it's nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But now we done got to the time where, nigga, we're in a sensitive time. You feel me? Where motherfuckers be acting like they don't love these bitches, bro. They act like they don't love them.
I see that.
But they do.
Yeah.
And then they be like, I don't give a fuck if you fuck with her, nigga. I don't care about none of that. And then she hear it. She hears it. You feel me? And then when she hears it, she's like, okay, well, fuck you. You don't give a fuck if the nigga fuck him, then I'ma fuck him.
Right.
And then she fucks him. And then they get into an argument. She tells him, like, that's why I fucked your nigga.
Tell me, did you fuck him? Did you suck his dick?
Did you suck his dick?
You suck his dick?
Okay, it'll be another Will Smith, Jada Pinkett.
That's what you do when you have sex.
Fucking entanglement. Now niggas in an entanglement, bro. And now the bitch is like, oh, well, I don't care. You told me you didn't give a fuck about me. This is what it is. But nigga, it's because niggas is out here acting like they don't love these bitches when they do. If niggas would really keep it G, like, okay, I do love this bitch. Nigga, don't touch her. Then it would be way less of that.
And quit acting like a player. If you can't handle what's, you know, if you can dish it out, don't be a player if you can't take it, man.
On me.
On my mama. Somebody's sliding in them DMs every day.
Listen, I was sliding in Chloe DMs since Lamar was fucking hitting. You hear me? She still ain't answering me back. I'm upset about it.
All that matters, man, is if your girl stays solid when you ain't around. If she don't, bro, quit out trying to kill niggas. Check her and keep it moving.
Right.
Shout out to all the ladies who brag about being single.
But ain't single.
You know, never go out. They just waiting on Mr. Right to come break in.
What's up with all these motherfuckers that be in a relationship but be on Facebook single? That shit baffles me.
Well, I can attest to this because I'm one of them people.
I'm talking about bitches, though. Like, shout out to single women out there that's always bragging about being single. But you sitting in the house, not going nowhere, and waiting on Mr. Right to come break in.
Homebodies.
Turn off the light.
Waiting on Mr. Right to come break in your shit.
I think it's silly. Look, them homebodies. But nah, yeah, man. But nah, I can attest to the Facebook single shit because, like, yeah, I got a shorty, you feel me? But I keep my personal life separate from my Facebook life.
But you ain't on Facebook doing single shit, though. Option to ask that nigga. Pause. Because that nigga be everywhere on Facebook. My question is, okay, it could be in relationship.
You see, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, because it went... Okay, I get the in regards to relationships.
We can edit that out if we need.
No, that's good. In relationships, I get it, not putting your shit on there. That's cool. All I'm saying is it be people that be in long-ass relationships, but on Facebook, how they act and shit they post, they be doing single shit. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, so I can attest
that's
to that.
That's social
too.
Media.
Yeah, that's just social media, but at the same time, too.
Sad, but that's what it comes to.
At the same time, too, though, like, you got those people, though, that are, they're still together, but they're separated. And they're in a situation to where they can't leave.
Why?
Because either one of them ain't got shit. One of them ain't got enough money to move into another apartment or to move into another crib. Or they're, I hate to say this, or they're together for a car.
Motherfuckers be living together, beating each other up.
All kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Falling asleep, waking up the next day. They be like putting shit didn't happen.
A lot of people put their bullshit, a lot of people put themselves to bullshit because they don't want to be homeless.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
A good topic. So basically, motherfuckers is with somebody so that they can keep a roof over their head.
Facts. Or keep a vehicle because they don't have a car.
Are you a homeless sexual?
You need help. Now, 1-800, need a ride.
We'll display the number at the bottom.
Stupid.
Nah, for real, this nigga's out here fucking to live, bro.
So I basically, swear. So. I know
that's a
phase,
that bro.
Sense, though.
If that's what it is, bro, I'm not mad at you. It's a phase, but bro, don't just be using people. Taking advantage, bro. Be a man. Handle your shit.
Get on your
because
own team.
Like Lil Duval just said recently, he was basically attacking niggas that's 30 plus living together. And I don't really see nothing wrong with that. But
yeah. If you ain't got no kids,
have a
and shit
goal.
Like that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you doing that so y'all can get money together for shows or whatever you doing, cool. But nigga, if y'all just 35 year old talking about fucking bitches every weekend and that's it,
have
you don't
plan,
get your
nigga.
Old ass out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah, I got 35 year old knees and legs, nigga, and I can't
man,
even get down.
We just talked about that shit. Fucked all up. Get your engine checked if you're over 35.
Alright, so we gonna play revoke card. Don't revoke my black card.
Oh, nigga.
And y'all finish the sentence. Don't revoke my black card, but I'll start. I don't play spades.
I don't like chillins.
I don't like chillins.
Yeah, I don't like chillins. Yeah, I don't fuck with them. Matt, you fuck with the chillins?
No, he been over there crying chillin'.
Them is booty noodles.
But
booty noodles.
Them booty noodle facts.
Hell
no. Can't do it.
Yep. E.T.
Y'all got anything else y'all want to add to that? Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Just got back from Cali, baby.
Said,
that's that.
You ain't black. Say that
okay,
again.
Speak on that. What was you doing?
On California?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I was just out in California on vacation, man.
Chilling, huh?
Chilling.
Beautiful, bro. I'm glad you got out there.
When I went to Fort Bragg, or actually, we started in Laytonville.
EXO live in Long Beach.
I was down
out there. Was you fucking with
me? And I didn't see. I didn't get a chance to catch up with EXO.
Shout out to EXO. Go check him out. He got hella music.
Facts.
Bro, y'all be sleeping on, bro. He's hella underrated. His music sounds
talented, bro. Fucking talented,
does his
man.
Own shit, right?
Talented. Own graphics, on everything, bro. But no, I was up in Laytonville, up north, like 20 minutes from the Oregon border. Took my little 3-year-old daughter. You feel me? She ain't never really seen like the mountains. She's seen the ocean in Texas, but she ain't never really seen the coast ocean kind of.
Beautiful.
You
I bet that felt good.
So yeah, I took her out there. You know what I'm saying? Took her all. It felt wonderful, man. Took her all the way up north.
Absolutely.
To Laytonville, and then we traveled the whole state of California. We was down there. We was down there for a week exactly.
Damn, bro.
Drove the whole way, so we got to see mountains. Stuff. We seen Vegas. She got to see different states. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then took her all the way up north, and then took her from Laytonville up north, 20 minutes from the Oregon border, all the way down to Long Beach.
Shit.
You feel me? So we stopped. You know what I'm saying? Every city we stopped in, if they had a beach, we went to it, except for San Francisco. And I just want to take the time to say this: fuck San Francisco.
Damn.
Trash the city I ever been to. And,
you talking about the people, you talking about the city.
The city. I will never go there. I will never, disrespectfully, fuck them. I will never go back to San Francisco.
Hey, it's a different feel, I love the Bay, though.
What was it about San Francisco? Trash city?
I mean, the Bay and all that was cool. Like, but it was just like the main city of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Not like the little suburbs, not nothing that's out there, like the actual.
So it was just a trash city to ride through. Basically.
Terrible.
Damn.
Like Charles Barkley.
You go to Oakland?
Terrible.
You go to Oakland?
Yeah, we went through all that.
You go to you see the lake downtown?
Mm-hmm. We took my daughter to see all that, bro. Took her to everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we took her to the Golden Gate Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge.
You didn't say the Golden Gate Bridge.
took her to see that, bro. And even that was a disappointment for me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been to California before, you feel me? But I never actually got to go see the bridge. And everybody, you know what I'm saying? They're talking about, oh, the bridge is, it takes you a long time to get across it. It's huge. I went across that motherfucker, man, in less than 5 minutes.
I thought you was going to say like 2 minutes.
No, literally, less than five. They
be moving out there.
Across and back.
Yeah, they be moving. Yeah. That's dope.
Like, it was terrible. If you're going to go see that, man, get out your car and walk.
Right.
Walk it. Don't drive it. Walk it. Because it's a short bridge.
I love that.
It's not as long as they make it out. You know what I mean?
Get that first meal. I'm going to get a little baby house out in that motherfucker.
I'm about to move out there to Cali. Long Beach. I'm about to wake
up. That's it. I'm coming to see you. My cousin in Vegas, man. She just moved from Compton. Man, my uncle live off Compton Boulevard.
That's another reason why we need to go. You know, somebody else.
Shout out to Silverton, the Silverton Hotel out there in Vegas.
Facts.
They, you know what I'm saying? They showed me mad love while I was out there. All I did was show them my little pay with my Cash App DJ card, and they gave me all kind of amenities and all kind of shit just because it said DJ 2 code on there and they had a Kansas ID. They treated me like I was famous, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Silverton for that, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Silverton, that's what's up.
I appreciate
y'all. I'm plugged in!
Yeah, I swear, I appreciate y'all for that.
Hey, so I wanted to ask you, bro, is fame really important to you or is it something else that you're doing this shit for as far as like music?
Music-wise, man, I'm doing it solely for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
therapeutic?
It's very therapeutic for me. You know what I'm saying? I still work with P3, you feel me? The music therapy group, you know what I'm saying? Where they do they're a group that like believe that poetry and music helps cure PTSD and all that. You know what I mean?
I totally agree.
Shout out to Matt Spezia. You feel me? That's my dude. I produced the album for him. We had the number one poetry album in the year. Shout out to Matt. Yeah. Rewards left and right. I fuck with the man. Congratulations on his marriage.
He's been getting awards for a few years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Spoken poetry or whatever.
Yeah, and he's the one. Yeah, spoken poetry. Yeah, a slam poetry.
They just did that at Highland Park. I didn't get to make it because my daughter had a softball game, but they had some shit at Highland Park. Now Tap In, we'll share that shit.
Yeah, he does spoken word poetry. He does slam poetry. He does all that. You know what I'm saying? I do it for myself, man. The fame. I don't even want the fame. I don't want to be in front of the cameras. I don't want to do none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like I would love to have the money. Mm-hmm. But as far as why I'm doing music, I'm doing it for myself. You know what I mean?
Do you write or do you just punch in? Because you know that's the narrative for a lot of these young niggas. Yeah. Now they all just go in and punch in. So I was just curious if you wrote or if you used to write or punch in now or both.
It depends. It depends on the song.
Phone, paper.
It depends on the song. I write, you feel me? I got lyric books at home with you know what I'm saying? He's been there. He's seen. Right. I got notepads full of lyrics. I got notepads on my phone full of lyrics. I also got a head full of lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I can go in there and it's easy for me to freestyle to beats because I make my own beats.
Right.
You feel me? So that's another way I hone my skills. It's like I can look around the room and freestyle about whatever the fuck's in the room and make it sound fire like I wrote it.
So let me know your catalog. You produce, you engineer, DJ. What else is on the catalog?
Graphic design.
Yep.
Video editing.
Yep.
I'll fuck your bitch.
Pictures.
I'll fuck your bitch.
Yeah, I definitely will do that. Pause. That's not a question. You know what I mean? Unless you're my nigga.
Fuck your bitch.
You know what I mean? I'm a turn up guy. What do you expect? That's what we do.
I'm plugged in.
Yes.
That's what's up, though.
Oh, and a fashion designer. Got my clothing line.
Gotcha.
Yep. All right, so it's easier to hate. It's hard to show love, but haters and congratulators pay the same price for the show. So who's got the tickets? So has this affected your creativity in regards to your music?
Like who comes to my shows?
Or however you took that. That could be it, yeah. Whoever comes to you, like, listen. Like, it's easier to hate nowadays with social media. Right. Not saying we're all haters, just... That's just how, like, we've all experienced it. We see it, you know?
Right.
There's hella niggas rapping. You can tell when niggas is wanting to be... Like, bro, for example, a nigga might drop a video and it might have 6 likes, but you look at the video, got 500 views.
Right.
2 comments. So it's easier to hate. It's harder to show love.
Right.
You know what I mean? For some reason, it's harder for people to give people their flies until they dead. But the haters and the congratulators, they pay the same price for the tickets to the show.
Exactly.
So, right. Has that ever affected, like, me particularly? I've wanted to quit several times.
Facts.
Has it ever made me want to quit?
Yeah, I guess basically that's the question. Has it ever made you want to quit or think twice about doing it? You know what I mean?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. The only time, there was only one time that I actually really considered giving up music as a whole. And you don't even know this. You know what I'm saying? And that was when I think it was like year four. I'm almost on 10 years now.
Yeah, thanks.
Year four, year five, about halfway through, you know what I'm saying? I lost my family because of this shit. You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't able to see my kids, all kind of shit. That was the only time that I ever considered quitting. You feel me? The haters, anybody else?
Yeah, you tripping on this shit.
What you doing for me? You still coming to my shows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You still putting money in my pocket. You don't like my song, but I put it up. You're gonna watch it.
Because they're going to try to find something negative, but I still got that view.
But I still got that view. Yeah. And views is money. So at the end of the day, no, they never made me want to stop. That was the only thing that ever made me want to stop. And I got my family back. You feel me? I'm in my kids' lives and shit now. So
Salute you for that.
Thank you. And at the end of the day, now like their moms see like, okay, you was meant to do this. You feel me? So now they're supporting me on my deal.
They're thinking, y'all been fucked up now. I got to get back in the pocket.
So now they're supporting me on this. You silly as hell. They're supporting me on this shit. So with them supporting me on it, you feel me? Now I know that this is my calling. So now nothing's ever going to make me quit, man. Nothing. I promise you, like, hip-hop is one of the only things, too, that really, like, you have to, people act like there's an age limit.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
You know
shit,
what I mean?
Bro.
People act like hip-hop has
I can't stand it, basically, because I'm getting older, and I just feel like, I don't feel too bad because you got niggas like Hov that still can walk on a beat.
And he didn't drop his first shit till he was in his real shit till he was in his 30s already.
Right. Two Chainz, like you said, Nas. There's a bunch of niggas, you know.
Bunch of them. Nelly, Rick Ross.
And it's like Nirvana can go motherfucking tour right now for the next 22 years. They might die, sold out. But they can do it and it's going to be sold out. People going to congratulate them and it's going to be big. But, you know, let Snoop, Jay-Z, 50 Cent do some shit 10, 12 years from now, they're gonna be talking big shit unless it's a versus.
Right, these old motherfuckers out here still doing it. That's what I'm saying. But
it depends if you can still sell yourself at the end of the day.
Right, but like I was saying, at the end of the day, I'm not gonna be one of those people that quit because everybody talking about I'm too old.
Right, you still gonna do
right.
it.
I'm gonna still be pushing. I don't give a fuck if I'm 75.
Motherfuckers have told me 25 is the limit.
Bitch, please.
Well, shit, I'm past that and I'm still here, so.
You're right. Me too.
You know what I mean? All of us, as of, for that fucking matter.
Facts.
No, that's why. That's dope, bro. I salute you because not everybody got the push and the drive to continue on. Because what a lot of people got to understand, like, I've never been an extremely successful rapper or entertainer, but I know common sense that if you can't handle criticism, bro.
It's a rap.
Like, I got niggas in my circle. You know what I mean? That, and even me myself included, that have gotten out of my body because I felt some type of way because something might, you know, the support might not be going the way I wanted, and that's because I was too focused on being successful overnight. So my nigga, if you trying to, you know, oh girl, if you trying shorty, if you out there and you trying to be an artist, you out there and you trying to sing or whatever, you gotta understand we in an era now of attention. So not only does the first 5 seconds of the song gotta be a banger for me to continue to listen to your shit, I gotta see your life every day on social media. And if I don't like something, nobody's perfect. I'm gonna come for you. I can say whatever I want to under your Instagram posts on social media or whatever. It's gonna go down. People gonna criticize you all the time. You fuck around and get accused of rape. You know what I mean? Depending on how successful, which is going along right now.
I don't think you can't come back from that one, though.
No. We spoke on Lil Mosey last week.
He got capped.
The charges were dropped, so
they
he's
dropped
good.
It.
Yeah, he's good
but,
it, now.
But he's tarnished now, though.
Yeah, but hey, that's still
going to, like, follow him. They're always going to bring that up. Kind of like Jeezy. You know, they're always going to bring up Gucci Mane.
Look
what he did.
Look what fucking Gayle bum ass did to Kobe. You know
man,
what I mean?
Can't stand that.
Like that shit. Like that shit. Once you get hit with that, bro, I feel like that. Even like,
especially when you
rape,
out there.
Rape and murder,
right?
Are two. Even if you're not convicted of that shit, gonna.
You don't want that shit on your name.
Not at all.
Shout out to Vanessa Bryant, the late great Kobe and Gigi Bryant's
big facts.
Wife and mother. She just dropped a clothing label. I forget what it's called. But all the Lakers.
Mamacitas.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's called. So all the Laker players was wearing it. Mm-hmm. And I think from both teams.
They even had AI in it.
That shit sold out in 2 hours.
Damn, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. what's up.
Well, you know what I'm saying? So support. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk to y'all real quick about O Block, you know, in Chicago. That shit's being sold. Lil Durk said he was going to buy it. What y'all think about that? You know, just with Chicago.
I hope you do. Snitch 9 grab that shit.
Because, you know, G Herbo got a school there. Well, I don't know if it's a school, but I think it's like some kind of. It's a place where, like, kids can go and stay out the streets. But,
yeah,
I don't know how much it's going to cost, but I guess it's like. 13,000 people that live there.
There's automatic. It's an automatic check because it's government subsidized.
There's not a price on it right now. They're selling it, but there's not an actual price on it right now. Yeah. And that's why he's been like, it don't matter how much it is, I'm copping it. And then, honestly, if Lil Durk. I fuck with a lot of Chicago artists, but there are some of them I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are a few of them, right? You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? It's not just because I'm from there. It's just I don't like how character. They operate. You feel me? It's your character. It's your, you know what I'm saying? It's your personality type shit. You know what I'm saying? So
respect.
But Lil Durk, like, I've actually, when he first came out, I really wasn't a fan of his. You know what
I ain't
what
gonna
saying?
Lie, me either.
I really wasn't a fan of his.
I'm rocking with him like that.
Lil Durk?
Yeah, Lil Durk.
I fucked with him when he first came out. Then I fell off, and now I'm like,
I never really fucked with him from the jump. Like, I was.
He had a song called L's back in the day.
Ails, I fucked with that one. Yeah,
that's when I first heard of him. French Montana, Durk.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, but I like. So I was more of a Herbo fan at the time.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been more of a still am.
Still am. You feel me? But with like watching Lil Durk's growth and hearing him on. Not just drill Chicago music and shit, like the songs he's doing, like the
Versatown.
Right, like the Hardo remix, Hardo Ice remix with Rod Wave.
Yeah.
When he did that, I actually took that. I'm like, okay.
Ever since he got with Drake, bro, he can't miss.
Yeah, it's like he's rapping about things now though that really like that are touching people. You feel me? In different aspects, like he's talking about how he came from the struggle and came up, and he's trying to stay out of that life type shit. You know what I mean? He's actually not trying to keep people in that. He's trying to get them out of it. But of course, you still got the shit where he goes back and do his drill shit because that's him. Right. You feel me? But it's just this fact that his mindset is like, oh, I'm trying to get out of this now. Right. You feel me? With the fact that him trying to buy that property, that's a good move for him to get him out of that. Yeah. And that's why I respect that. I'm like, he definitely needs to do that.
And if he buys it, he can give those kids opportunities. He can create different experiences that they wouldn't have if he didn't. So I agree. If he does it, as long as he does it right and actually puts forth to help the community out, you know what I mean? I think that should be hella dope.
Hella dope.
You know what I mean? Yeah, look at all the kids, look at the lives he can change from what he went through if he actually did it. You know what I mean? On some Nipsey Hussle shit, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the hood back. Give them meals or whatever. Give them education. Show them how to apply for jobs, how to dress. I think that should be dope.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Be dope. So, did y'all see NLE Chopper? He swung on and shit.
Yeah.
See, that's what happens when you drop your nuts.
A fan ran up on him trying to get a picture type shit. But you got to think, like, bro, being famous, bro, we don't get it yet. If we was there, we probably would understand sometimes y'all don't want to take a picture.
It's part of the game, though, bro.
It definitely is part of the game. I probably would take a picture with everybody unless I'm in the bathroom.
Anyways, we people person, so if we all out and motherfuckers say take a picture, oh, nigga, we finna take some pictures. Matter of fact, go live, bro. Hey, let me talk some shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think sometimes artists get the big head syndrome because regardless of the fact, if fans is what's making you get a bag, bro, you better take pictures, sign on that shit, give up a t-shirt, but whatever, to make it happen, I feel.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I feel like if you take the picture,
that's it.
If you're not with your family,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, if you're with your family, you know what I'm saying, you with your daughter, whatever, that's understandable.
Right.
If you just out by yourself, you're walking willy nilly and shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You're out for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You got tired of sitting at home. You shopping. You wanted motherfuckers to see you. You know what I'm saying? Because you could if you was rich as that, you could have had your shopping assistant go get the shit you wanted. You see what I'm saying?
We talked about that shit.
You wanted to be out. You wanted to be seen. Mm-hmm. So take the picture.
You're a star. Regardless of what you say, at the end of the day, if you make it a big bag off of music, you are a star some people look up to. You got to deal with that
shit. One of your niggas should have socked that nigga out.
Yeah.
You the money maker.
And that's how I don't get that
and
either,
that nigga
bro.
Got socked.
I don't get that
he a young nigga, so I can get a he out there.
But he's also one of them... What do you call it?
And also that goes back to even, bro. You rap, right? You the hot artist, bro. You ain't finna grab a pistol fight. You ain't finna see nigga. Just go to the car, bro.
You the insurance policy.
Because that's even if you was an artist. Bro, if your niggas would allow you to fight a nigga and you making a
I mean, bro, just because you gang gang don't mean, like, you the breadwinner. You the reason why all these niggas is even around.
They're
you
eating, feeding, right.
You don't you mean feed, to be swinging and shooting nobody.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Because at the end of the day, if a nigga catch a body, you gonna fuck around and be the nigga in the headlines anyway going to jail.
I always talk, nigga, you never supposed to let another man fight your motherfucking battles though. For you.
That's no, different. I can dig that.
If a nigga step to me, I don't give a fuck if I'm Michael Jackson,
and that's,
bro.
And that's where your boys is
if
wrong.
The, I don't give a fuck how much money I got.
And that's where your boys is wrong.
Hey, and I got the money to get the fuck out.
Yeah, that's true.
Because your boys, even if you was
you gonna have a case.
Hey, we'll see you on April 15th at 9 a.m. Look. No, even if your people
are around,
on the run.
Look. Hey, I mean, even if your people's around and you do get riled up, your boy should still wrap your ass up and take you to the car.
That's what we were saying about Vaughn, bro. Yeah. Like, Quan don't run on Vaughn. Like,
that's the dumbest shit ever,
bro. Man, Vaughn shouldn't even been out there swinging niggas. Like, he shouldn't even been out there, bro. Just like a nigga ran down on him and popped his ass.
Yeah.
Vaughn, that shit shouldn't even happen. He shouldn't even been out there like
that. Yeah, it shouldn't be a conversation. They should already knew.
Speaking on Quan Rondo, he just performed at a spot somewhere. There was only 50 to 100 people. I guess one of his homeboys got shot. It was, you know, there was a shooting. One of his homeboys got wounded. Do we care?
No, we don't care. Man, Quando Rondo is, I told you, we talk. Quando Rondo is backing down. This nigga tried to, he sent Lil Durk a message talking about we need to talk.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't talk all that raw shit.
And
hit
a big U too.
And then you don't get no money and now you trying to reach out to the nigga.
These niggas is really on your neck.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? You better tighten up, buttercup.
When people is really, people be really on your neck. What you gonna do?
Right.
If you ain't really about all that rah-rah shit, like you said, if you really ain't about all that rah-rah shit, you're talking, and then you really meet some rah-rah head-ass niggas that's on your neck because you talking about some fuck this, fuck that, the nigga got what he deserved type shit, nigga, you're gonna get touched.
Say big, bruh.
What that nigga
Say
Vaughn big, said. Bruh. That nigga Vaughn said, we into it till you die. We don't squash no beef shit.
Facts.
Some shit.
Say big, bruh.
So lastly, bro, to wrap it up, I wanted to ask you what you got coming up, your events. I know your big day coming up. Speaking that, promote, get that shit off.
Yeah. Shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's your boy DJ 2Ko, the turn up guy. You feel me? So check this. We got the May 15th. That's the Way Too Dumb Tour. And that's what
Banzo gonna be on there too. Sorry, Young
you
Cat.
Good, G. Yeah. Yep. Shout out Young Cat for doing this for us and shit.
Shout out Banzo.
You know what I'm saying? We on that bitch. You feel me? May 15th. You know what I'm saying? Your boy DJ 2Ko gonna be in there performing live. So it's not actually gonna be DJ 2Ko. It's gonna be Johnny 2Ko. You feel me? Turn up, God. And then May 29th. That's the one I wanna touch on. May 29th, you feel me? That is my annual. Anybody who know me knows how my birthday parties are. I've been throwing them for 9 years. You feel me? Anybody who knows me knows that these, you see him grab his face and like, anybody who knows me, we know that this birthday party's about to be lit. Like,
tap the fuck in.
Come show up, show support, you feel
drink
me?
A lot of water.
You hear me?
Fluids.
No cover charge, you feel me?
No excuse.
There's no excuse. Everybody's in there, May 29th, and it's at 45th Street Bar, Topeka, Kansas, you feel me? I need all of y'all to tap into that. I need everybody to show up, show some mad love.
I'm glad I got my kids,
you feel me?
There.
Shout!
I don't think it's my weekend.
Bet. Shout out to Tanya. You feel me? I appreciate her for
she
having me.
She was supposed to be here, but
I'm plugged in.
Playing from Michael's iPhone.
He said, "Don't mind that."
Duano.
Look, yeah. So, man. And then we got the rest of them is weddings. Oh, July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
This little pre sneak. You feel me? July 4th, Truck Hinge. I think we'll be having another festival. Having another festival, you feel me?
I'll be there for that one.
Yeah, so.
July 4th?
Yep.
Okay. July 4th. I might have to pop out. We have another festival. Sunday.
Yeah, so we're going to have, I think, pretty sure we're going to do it Friday.
Saturday.
We're going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Let me get that better spot. I'll be out there. Jungle Juice.
Yeah, oh, big facts. Hey, if you ain't never had a cup of that juice or a gallon of that juice.
And it got more kick, too. I put a little extra in it. Don't worry about it. I got a little free. Hey,
I
know.
I done tried.
As long as you pull up, it's free on you. Don't matter.
No,
you too. But yeah, I got a little more kick to it this time.
So tell them you know, where to follow you at, and, you know, if you got any more music coming up, check this dude out. He's
Spotify.
Yeah, you catch me on Spotify, iTunes, all major Apple Music, all major music distributions. You feel me? All of them. Johnny Two Cold, J-O-H-N-N-Y, the number two, and then COOD, like the winter outside. Grab your blanket, bitch. You hear me?
Bitch.
You feel me? I'm on BandLab, same thing. Johnny Two Cold. You feel me? SoundCloud, Johnny Two Cold, DJ Two Cold, either one. Check them out. Reverb Nation, Johnny Two Cold. Check me out.
I'm plugged in.
Let me see. YouTube, DJ Two Cold. Check me out. Twitter, Two Cold Mafia, 2-C-O-L-D-M-A-F-I-A with the little ad sign, help.
Yeah, you come on, man.
And then Instagram, same fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Plugged in and fuck with me to get them Instagrams. You dig? We out, just bitch.
Facts. And as always, it's your boy Dueno.
It's your boy XK.
Appreciate you coming through, brother. And it's just the Plugged In Podcast.
You bitch.
Plugged in.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh yeah, appreciate you, boys. And that was easier than I thought. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, we be bullshitting, bro. Yeah. We just be like,